for the monastic, do you think if someone like this work to go to the household's life, even they have holding the 5 or 8 precepts, or maybe 5 precepts, like go married or whatever, would they attain at least the sotapanna?
They could do.
There's still this work.
In the teaching about arahantship, so an arahant cannot willingly disrobe, assuming they're monastic. When the Buddha's talking to these two wanderers, Sajja and Suttava, one of the characteristics says for one who is fully enlightened, the thought of returning to lay life cannot occur to them. But he's not speaking about stream enterers or Sakadagamis, Anagamis, but that's just with respect to arahants. But depends on the individual, if the person, also the reason why they left the robe and went back to lay life. But there's all sorts of different intentions, but the Buddha set up the monastic order to make it as easy as possible. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't just a kind of a clothing style choice. Yeah. Sometimes people treat it like that. It's like just sort of being a monastic as if it's just like a kind of lifestyle choice. Like, I think I'll wear blue. You know? You go, brown really looks good on me. I think I'll never like my eyebrows. I'll get rid of them. It's more acute in the States than it is here with respect to my West Coast fellow Dharma farers. But yeah, sometimes it will come across that the Buddha, you know, when you say, you know, the Buddha was a monk, and they go, oh yeah, and it takes a couple of moments to cognize, oh yeah, he didn't have a family life, he didn't use money or have a partner. It's like that, but they're sort of quoting the Buddha very regularly but forgetting, oh yeah, he did choose to live as a celibate monk living on alms food, walking around northeast India for 45 years. Oh yeah, right. So the monastic order was set up to make the practice of the Dhamma as easy as possible, so that if a person returned to the lay life because they've got elderly parents that they have to be looked after and they really wouldn't want to leave the simplicity of monastic life, but because of family obligations and such like, then it's kind of the only way forward out of compassion for their parents. Then that's a whole different mentality than I need to find my true romantic partner and once I found the perfect one for me, then we'll live happily ever after. That's what I need to find my fulfillment. That would be a different motivation. And not saying that's necessarily bad or wrong, but deliberately leaving in order to bind one's life to another person that you haven't even met yet. That's a different motivation. Speaking of causality, that would have a different effect. So. And my estimation would be it's highly likely to make realization of stream entry and so forth less likely, in my estimation.